welcome. It is another Kyle and Ken podcast. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Kyle. Are you ready for this today?
I don't know.
No, you're not.
Because I'm always a little suspect of the subject matter when it's your turn to pick what it is for the Kyle and Ken podcast.
Well, I do have an affinity for bad jokes.
Oh, no. Really?
And so I'm going to try and see if I can make Kyle smile with these jokes about what else? Coronavirus.
Okay, coronavirus. Here we go.
Take
it away.
So, Kyle, what's the difference between COVID-19 and Romeo and Juliet?
I don't know.
One's the coronavirus, the other is a Verona crisis.
Okay, well, that was not a good start.
Why didn't the sick guy get the joke?
I don't know.
It flew, F-L-U, over his head. Flew over his, okay.
Where do you get these jokes?
Oh, I tell you what, I have my sources. Why didn't the chefs find coronavirus jokes funny?
I don't know.
They're in bad taste.
See, my answer is going to be I don't know to every single one of these. I don't know.
You know, I would tell you a coronavirus joke now, but you'll have to. We'll have to wait 2 weeks to see if you get it.
Oh, man. Okay, that one was kind of creative.
Finland just closed its borders. Had you heard that?
I had not heard that.
You know what that means? No one will be crossing the Finnish line.
Okay.
So what do you tell yourself when you wake up late for work and realize you have a fever? Self-isolate?
In your best Valley Girl voice.
Did you hear about the joke about the germ? Oh, well, never mind. I don't want to spread it around.
Oh. Nobody's ever going to listen to our podcast again.
People love this stuff, Kyle. They love these groaners.
Okay.
Where do sick boats go to get healthy?
Don't know.
The dock.
Oh, the dock.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Somebody claimed they ran out of toilet paper and had to start using old newspapers. I mean, times are rough, like the New York Times. You know what they're saying about 2020? What? It went viral faster than anyone thought it would.
How many of these do you have?
Well, actually, to be perfectly honest, I have 28 of them.
Oh, no.
Not all of them are suitable for the Kyle and Ken podcast. Oh,
okay. I would say most of them so far are not suitable.
What? you know what they say about being ill, don't you?
No.
You know, feed a cold, starve a fever, drink a Corona. Ooh, that's bad. If coronavirus, though, isn't about beer, how come we keep talking about cases of it?
Okay, I think I've figured out why you do these. I have figured out why you... Okay, there are two things that we've discussed that I don't like. Multiple choice and jokes. And so far...
How can you say you don't like jokes?
Okay.
Now.
Bad jokes.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, above and beyond. We're going to have to ban you from coming up with a topic for the Kyle and Ken podcast.
Well, at least for a week, because next week it'll be your
turn.
Yeah,
I know.
Weren't you ever fond of dad jokes? I mean, you know... You have been, still are,
I know.
A dad.
I know.
Do you not? Did your daughters never hear any dad jokes from you?
Not really. I don't really tell a lot of jokes. I did have a joke book. These kind of punchlines.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I distinctively remember trying some of these jokes out on my parents. Mm-hmm. You know, getting the book. I got it from a book fair.
Yeah.
Tried it out, and my parents groaned just like I'm groaning right now, and I'm sure many of you are groaning, and that kind of set the tone for me not liking these kinds of jokes.
Was it the rejection?
Could have been the rejection. Yeah. I'm not sure. But anyway.
Well, then, put yourself in my shoes. How do you think I feel when you keep rejecting these from me? What do you think that's doing to my psyche? What are you doing to me?
All right, we have time for a couple more here. You want to end on a high note? Yeah.
I want to end on a high note. Let's see here. What's the best way? I mean, and this is something I must admit I have a little problem with. You know, they tell you to avoid touching your face because I'm always I like to lean my head in my hands.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the best way to avoid touching your face?
I don't know.
A glass of wine in each hand.
Ah!
Now, see, that one's almost useful.
That's good.
That's almost useful. So, let's see. What do we... Well, one or two more here. Let's see.
Maybe one more.
Maybe one
this
more.
This is going to be a shorter than normal
podcast. Let's face it. There are so many coronavirus jokes out there. It is a pandemic.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we done already?
We are done. I'm in. No mas.
No mas. Now, let me just say, in my own defense, the COVID-19 is nothing to really joke and laugh about, but we got to have some fun in the midst of all of this stuff. So, you know, if you liked any of those, you know, maybe share them with your stylist when you go in while you both have the masks on and all of that. And Kyle's not buying a bit of this. Not a bit.
Hey, thank you for staying to the very end of the podcast, hoping that the jokes would get better. Thank you so much.
Blessings to all you, my children. Thank you.